This is OPB. I'm John Notariani. The Hanford site in Washington State is one of the most contaminated nuclear waste sites in North America. Cleaning up the radioactive waste stored there is an ongoing process, and a federal report that's due out later this month estimates it will cost more than $240 billion in total to clean up the site. But a new proposal from the Trump administration could change that by reclassifying the waste that's in the tanks. Last fall, the Department of Energy released a proposal to downgrade the rating of some of the country's high-level radioactive waste to a lower status. Critics say it could be bad news for places like Hanford. Reporter Anna King has been following the progress at Hanford for years, and she joins me now. Hey, Anna.
Hi, John.
So, do we have a sense of just how much of the nuclear waste at Hanford could be subject to this reclassification?
No. There's just a lot of waste that could fall under this reclassification. Congress is actually asking the U.S. Department of Energy, like, what are you talking about? How much will this new plan save? And how much radioactive and chemical waste could be left at Hanford? But so far, Energy has had few answers to those questions. Most at stake, though, is 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge that's aging in underground tanks not far from the Columbia River. There's more than a million gallons of radioactive waste that has been leaking out of these tanks into the ground. And so will that waste also be reclassified, or will it still remain high-level waste?
So one of the things that's at stake here is this proposal shifting some of the waste from being classified at a high level into a low level. What's the difference there?
High-level waste is so hazardous that it has to be stored in a deep geologic repository like Yucca Mountain in Nevada. High-level waste contains highly radioactive materials. Now, low-level waste could be buried here at Hanford in shallow or near-surface disposal facilities, so it would not have to go into a mountain.
In real terms, what could all of this mean for the cleanup at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation?
It could speed up dramatically the cleanup at the tank farms where all the sludge is stored. Energy might be able to leave a lot more of that tank waste in the tanks, and they might not need as big or as robust of a repository to store all that waste. They might just be able to create a near-surface dump that they can put all of this waste in. The Department of Energy might be able to just grout up and leave this waste at Hanford, which would never be a possibility under current law.
I can't imagine that it's all good news, though. What are some of the potential downsides of leaving this tank waste in the ground at Hanford?
You know, the problem that my sources say is that this plan might not ultimately save that much money. The cost of transportation to haul this grouted waste to another site in trucks and shielded trucks and with all the precautions you'd have to take would likely be too expensive. And so, meaning that this new reclassification would keep the waste at Hanford. Now, a lot of people don't like that because it's near the Columbia River, it's near fault lines for earthquakes, it's near volcanoes, and this waste is hazardous for thousands of years. And so we're talking about geologic time here. So it could be an issue that these chemicals and radioactive waste could come out into the environment for thousands of years.
So with all of this waste still in the ground at Hanford and this reclassification still up in the air, where does this issue stand today?
Yeah, if the Department of Energy goes ahead with their redefinition, the oversight from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just goes away. And so what it would be is like DOE setting the rules, doing the work and watching over themselves, all to make sure the job was done right. So it's like they're policing themselves. But it's very unclear how this process would even proceed. Last week was the deadline for public comments, and Energy did give a 30-day extension from December to January for more public comments. But DOE hasn't said how it's going to move forward, and it hasn't set a timeline for when it's going to get back to the public or tell Congress what its approach is. And top energy officials might make a decision with a DOE order, which is when the agency needs no other public comment. So they would just make their own law, and then they could live by that law, and they wouldn't have to take anybody else's opinion.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Anna, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Anna King is a reporter with the Northwest News Network.